A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware that from early days God made us choice among you, that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in the same way as they." The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened, while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. After they had fallen silent, James responded, "My brothers, listen to me. Simon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as it is written, 'After this I shall return and rebuild the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles on whom my name is invoked. Thus says the Lord, who accomplishes these things, known from of old.' It is my judgment, therefore, that we are to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, by telling them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogues every Sabbath." Verbum Domini. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Say among the nations, "The Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity."
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospel reading from John today is a continuation of the reading yesterday, where Jesus says to his disciples that he is the vine and they are the branches. The Father is the vine grower who takes away every branch that does not bear fruit, and he prunes those that do bear fruit so that they might bear even more fruit. The branches are pruned by the word that Jesus has spoken to them. And it's only when the disciples remain in Jesus and remain in his word that they bear fruits. Jesus then exhorts his disciples in today's reading to remain in his love. They will remain in his love if they keep his commandments, just as he keeps the Father's commandments. And the reason Jesus gives this instruction to his disciples is not to find cause to condemn them. Jesus does not give commandments to his disciples so that they might fall into sin. Rather, he says, I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. It is important to remember that Jesus does not want to see his disciples fail. He does not want to see us fail. Rather, he wants them to succeed. He does not want his disciples to wallow in misery and suffering, but he wants them to be filled with joy. And if we remain in Jesus by abiding in his word and keeping his commandments, then he provides us with the means to persevere through our suffering and even death itself. It is the love of Christ that sustains us through the most difficult of times. And this truth is especially evident in the life of the saints whose feast we celebrate today, Saint Rita of Kasha. Despite experiencing severe hardships throughout her life, she persevered by staying rooted in the love of Christ. From a very young age, she was known to be a pious child with a deep love for prayer. And in fact, she had already set her heart upon dedicating herself entirely to God, as she intended to spend the rest of her life as a nun in an Augustinian convent. However, her parents had other plans for her. They wanted her to get married and even to select a husband for her. And since she considered obedience to her parents to be fulfilling God's will, she submitted to their wishes. Unfortunately, the husband they chose for her turned out to be a brutal, violent, and cruel man. And he was known to have a terrible temper, that even the surrounding neighborhood feared him. And she was married to this man for 18 years, and they had two sons. And during this time, she continually suffered from her husband's insults and his acts of infidelity. She even watched as her two sons became more and more like their father. And yet it was her deep life of prayer and her rootedness in the love of Christ that helped her to maintain her patience and her gentleness towards her family. And eventually, Rita's husband, by the grace of God, came to his senses and realized how greatly he had sinned against his wife. And he begged her for forgiveness for all the pain and suffering he had caused her. And it was not long after this that he died, and the deceased body of her husband was carried back to the house one day. And it's not clear whether he died in the process of attacking someone else or if he was defending himself from an assault from another person. But regardless, her sons made a firm resolution to seek vengeance against the person responsible for their father's death. And Rita prayed fervently for her sons that they would die in the grace of God rather than commit such acts of vengeful murder. And her prayers were answered as both of her sons contracted a fatal illness that prevented them from carrying out their plan. Before they died, Saint Rita cared for her sons and helped them to forgive their father's assailants so that they too might be forgiven of their own sins. And after the death of her sons, she no longer had any worldly obligations, and she once again desired to enter religious life. And she tried to enter the Augustinian convents at Kasha, but was told that only virgins were permitted. And Saint Rita persisted in begging for acceptance into the order and was denied 3 times. Finally, her perseverance paid off as she was admitted to the convent and received the habit. And while inside the convent, she maintained an obedient attitude toward her superiors. She was always found to obey faithfully the rule of the monastery. And at one time, her superior tested her by requiring her to water a vine in the garden that was already dead. She had to water this regularly. Now, to any ordinary person, this would be considered a ridiculous command and a complete waste of time. And yet Rita humbly obeyed, and she continued to water this dead vine daily. She was known to impose severe penances and austerities upon herself, while at the same time she showed the greatest kindness, patience, and care towards her sisters and community, especially those suffering from illness. And even after she herself contracted a serious disease in her later years, she maintained her austere practices and was detached from the pleasures and enjoyments of this world that tend to corrupt men of weaker resolve. Rita had endured the hardships of a difficult marriage, not by her own efforts alone or her virtue alone, but by the assistance of God's grace and his love. She remained in his love. And by her life of deep prayer and reflection on the word of God, she was able to remain steadfast in the love of Christ. And it was this love that enabled her to persevere to the end. Despite the many hardships throughout her life, she faithfully observed the commandments of the Lord and remained in his love. And her life is a testimony to the power of Christ's love, which overcomes all anger, fear, hatred, bitterness, and harsh treatments. She chose not to become filled with rage and resentments towards those who mistreated her, but rather allowed love to prevail. And she is an icon of our Lord's instruction to his disciples today to remain in his love by obeying his commandments. And through her prayers, she can help us all to do likewise.